All right, you guys, I want to welcome you to We Speak News Now. At the same time, we are on UCN, which is Universal Collective Network, on Facebook Live. So I will be switching back and forth. Again, I want to welcome you guys to the show. I am the host, Alita, and we have our two old ladies on the couch, which is we have Mama Velma and Mama Agnes. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing very well.
Great. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Let me get back over here on Facebook. All right, yeah, he's got me. Okay, so you guys, do you think we definitely need to discuss the situation that happened yesterday? It's more, we're going to go in depth in it, sort of like the situation with the three city councilmen who ask for the resignation. Okay. As you know, he denied whatever happened, the situation with the corporal, who he denied it. He said that's not happening. Then what I do is I like to go to the different news agencies and read on their Facebook pages all these comments, right? So what I realize is that a lot of people are still being hoodwinked. They either work for the city or they have some type of connection to Jacques. And with this, they're seeing a blind eye to what he's doing, okay? That's sad, it's pathetic, but it's happening, okay? So he's in denial that it didn't happen and all this. And if you read, I got an opportunity to go back and read the letters that Chuck Johnson, you guys, Chuck Johnson is actually the lawyers for the city. He's a city attorney. So he sends out two letters to the city councilmen dealing with this situation. So he makes a comment about we're investigating Corporal Allen. So my thing is, I'm under the impression that Corporal Allen is the victim and not the perpetrator. Because according to the police report, if you go back to UCN, you can read actually the police report, the names, and Jacques is the perpetrator, not the victim. So now I'm quite sure this young man is probably scared to death. Because he's probably going to, there's going to be some retaliation. I promise you, there's going to be some retaliation. So if they're going to be doing some retaliation, he's going to be watched very closely. He's going to be watched very closely from here on out because it's been exposed and it's all over the place. It's not just in one area. It's all over the place. I did hear that there is a lot of corruption in the Alexander Police Department. I did hear that. And the idea that these three city councilmen did what they did and the comment that they got back from your mayor, oh, here we go again. Oh, they're trying to get rid of me. Bad thing. You know, the whole nine yard, that sort of attitude that they have, you know, they minimizing what these three city councilmen are doing. And that bothers me because there's a strong black city councilman who are trying to step up and do what needs to be done for the constituents. And you have your mayor being a total butthole toward them because they're exposing and talking about things that needs to be talked about. You can holler transparency and then you don't deliver transparency. That it doesn't work, okay? And stop lying to us. That's all. Just stop the lying and be for real. You've made a mistake. Your arrogance is why you can't move forward or why people can't believe you. It's your arrogance. Your arrogance that you didn't do anything wrong. But you have. And you probably have threatened that guy. You probably have threatened many of city employees. But they're so scared because they don't want to lose their jobs. That's their livelihood.
They should have got the FBI on
them. Well, they talk about further. So who's investigating? This is what I want to know. Now, they have some ongoing investigating. How are you investigating yourself? Who's investigating you? Is there an external body that's actually doing the investigation? And why would he lie about it? He don't have a need to lie about it. Why would another officer, Dubois, actually take a complaint from him if it wasn't true? Now, what gets me is, this is what gets me about how hypocritical and contradicting we are. Now, you want us to believe the police when things are going wrong and it don't involve you. But you want to put self-doubt in us when it involves you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, ma'am.
Now, you say trust the police, but you don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're doing what you're doing, because you don't trust them. So how are you asking us to trust the police when you don't trust them? You asking us to trust you when the police can't trust you.
That
makes no sense.
That's some low-down stuff.
It doesn't make any sense. We have to want to make sense in the things that we do. That is so hypocritical and contradicting to us, crazy. It doesn't make any sense. So now we can't trust your word, and now we can't trust the police word, because you want us not to believe what happened to this corporal.
And the man is only doing what's right.
And if he's telling them what he's doing, it's a safety damn net, just in case something happens to him or he gets fired. That's basically what it is.
I don't blame him. Now, because he's going to get fired.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen, because it won't be Jock. Jock doesn't like for you to play with him like that. So something, you're right, something is going to happen.
Something's going to happen to that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Just wait. Just sit back and wait. You'll hear something. And then we want to hear the end results of the investigation. I think as the...
That's just like he did that reporter for KALB.
What reporter?
I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a good reporter.
You talking about Coco? Steve Coco?
No.
Who?
This guy, he was here, and he was bringing out everything. And he had them to follow that guy, and the guy went to a bar and just got him one drink, and they fired him.
Wow.
They picked him up.
Wow.
They brought him to jail, and he left town.
Wow.
He was telling it all.
Wow.
He was working for not the TV station, but they had a TV station.
Hmm. Didn't know about that. But that's what happens. He's an intimidator. He's like a little godfather. That's what he is. He's like a little godfather. And he...
Somebody needs to cut their godfather's legs down.
Legs off, huh? But yeah, so now we're at a point where I want to hear the end results of this. I want to know what happened. Now, another thing, let me say this too, while we're on that subject. And I hope somebody who hears me, and I want them to hear me clearly. If you like to play both sides of the fence, then you go play somewhere else. Because let me tell you how dangerous it is for you to play on both sides of the fence. It's a very dangerous game to play. Because you can get hurt on either side. So if you're trying to accumulate information from one end to go take it to another, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to stop. What's happening is we can almost guarantee you this is going on.
Oh, we know it's on.
It's in the heat of the moment. It's in the heat when right now it's what they call it, a hotbed of politics is going on. And people are desperate. And people are doing things. And because they're doing these different things, it's jeopardizing maybe the good side, or it's jeopardizing maybe the bad side. So when you tell me, I'm going to be very, very weary of you if you tell me that I don't have a dog in the fight, I can deal with either way.
Oh, no.
When you tell me that, that tells me that there's a possibility that you will take what I'm telling you over to the other side.
Yes.
So,
and we don't want that.
And we don't need it and we don't want it, especially if we're trying to do something that's benefiting the people. And like I said, again, the dangerous thing is you're hurting a whole group of people, not certain ones, but a whole group of people who are depending on change to happen. And when change does not take place, then we're back to square one. And all those people who had all the high hopes of changing and things happening the way they're supposed to happen, and they don't, it's a really frustrating type of situation, and the people don't deserve that. So I say that to say this. If you want to play on both sides of the fence, bye-bye. You go ahead. We don't have time for that. We're in a very crucial time right now. It's very, very crucial that we get this right and that the right people come and do the job that they need to do. Okay? We got to stop playing around. We got to stop being so forgiving. We got to stop being a lot of things because it's hindering us from moving forward and making things happen without dealing with people who, I'm just on the fence. I don't have a dog in this fight. Then what the?
Get out.
There you go. So if you don't have a dog in this fight, what the hell are you fighting for?
Why are you there?
That's right. Why are you there? What is your purpose? Because your purpose is not for the betterment of the people. So whatever your selfish purposes are, you need to move on. Move on. Get the hell out the way.
And let the people do what they got to do.
And if you're scary, you definitely don't need to be around people who are not. Because a scary person can get you killed.
Sure will. Yeah, in a heartbeat.
A scary person will get you killed, and you don't want that to happen. So you need to take those people.
I didn't know nothing about
you. Yeah, you did. So I just say to you guys, when we're out and about and we're talking things, we just watch who we're talking around and watch who we talk to and how much information we're disseminating to these people or giving these people. We have to be careful. I'm saying this straight on air, and I hope everyone hears me. During this time, because this is political, this is about making sure the right person get in office, and a lot of dirty stuff happens. And we know Louisiana is known for its dirty politics. So if you're going to be on one side of the fence, be over there. If you're going to be on the other, then stay over there. Don't come over this way, okay? Because we're about one thing, and that's to getting the right people in place. That's our school board. That's our city council, which is we got three city councils that's coming up for, no, we got, yeah, three, mayor is four. We got city council seats that need to be filled. And all I'm saying to you guys, if you're part of any of those parties, you have to be careful who you tell your information to.
Yes, indeed.
That's right.
Make your circle small when it comes to things like these. Make your circle very small. Because everybody don't need to know what you're doing.
No, ma'am.
And you don't need to volunteer that information.
No, ma'am.
Okay? So I just wanted to get that out there because it was on my mind. And I think it's very interesting that we talk about that. Now, I have another subject matter, but it's about the same thing. Now, I don't know if anybody was paying attention. We had a video up on UCN pertaining to the press conference yesterday. Right?
You had it up.
Mm-hmm. I had it on Universal Collective Network. Excuse me, you guys.
You
I just
had
yawned.
It up, but I couldn't see, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't see it.
All right. So it was taken down today. We don't know. But the video wasn't my video. But whenever you share something in public, you're supposed to be able to do it. We don't know who took it down. But that's fine, because I'm going to let y'all know now. We got a backup. So we will be uploading the backup in a few. So I'm just letting y'all know that. That video was taken down. The person who owns the video said they didn't know anything about it. It was taken down by Facebook. But somebody had to complain for them to take it down.
So when you do a video,
mm-hmm.
your video, somebody else can come along and take it down?
Somebody can complain, and if they complain, Facebook can take it down. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Facebook can. They can't, but Facebook can. And they can, or they can request Facebook take it down. So either way it goes, it can come down.
But that's what happened. They requested take it down.
Somebody complained. What happened was somebody complained about it. Yeah.
Huh?
Somebody complained about the video.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it got taken down.
I believe enough people saw it, though. Before
yeah.
It came
oh, yes.
Down.
Yes. 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 Yes.
You had quite a few.
Yes.
You don't need but a few people to see it, and word would get around.
Yes. So it wasn't our video. Somebody else had did it, and we just shared it from their page. But let me say this. When we put it back up, it's ours. It's mine. Because I was there, and I videotaped it. So it's mine. So
Okay. Nobody
better not touch my crap. And another thing, it's just so weird that particular video got taken down. All our other videos have never been taken down that I can remember. But this particular video got taken down.
That's because you know who took it.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. Who had something to do with it, yeah. And I think that person who had the video got threatened also. That could be a possibility they got threatened. Okay?
Well, you know what? It's time to get the big boys in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you're going to threaten me,
Yeah.
But I'll be damned if I'm going to let you get away with it.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'll call the FBI, the CIA, everybody. The state troopers, I'll call everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because you let them go around threatening people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you are you.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you? You ain't no better than nobody else.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, you know, because when you talk about them advertising dollars, and if somebody gets those advertising dollars from a certain person or a certain business, they don't want you interfering with that. So they're going to tell you, you know, hey, you got to take it down. Being an independent person is much more better than working for somebody. And I'm not knocking nobody who has to do that, but I am saying being independent is much better. Because you don't have to answer to somebody. And the idea that we do this and we can complete it and we make it happen, we download and put it up so you guys can see it. We don't have to worry about nobody saying we can't do it.
That's right.
Okay, that's the best part. And they might try to do it on this one, but we're going to put that same video up again, and it's my video. So.
And again.
And I'll keep putting it up every time they knock it down until Facebook kicked me off of it. I'm going to put it up. So I was just curious to me why that video, particular video, came down when they was reading.
Because it was about him and what he did.
Yeah. You're right. You are so right about that. So that's what you're dealing with right now. And it should be coming up probably in the next few hours. The person who's going to put it up should be putting it up soon. So we'll have a new video up. And
you can't put it up and lock it.
I wish that would be wonderful, huh? If we could put it up and lock it. That's right.
Put it up and lock it in.
That's right. So we can't do that right now, but it's coming up. That's how I look at it. It's going to come up. Yay. All right. So we got those three things out the way. So another thing I was thinking about talking about, let's talk a little bit about the idea that this ongoing situation with these people being so rude to people of brown people everywhere they go. I think one happened today at one of those lunching places. This was in New York, and I don't know who this guy was, but he went off on these Spanish women who were speaking Spanish to the doggone cashier, you know, giving their order in Spanish, and the guy spoke back to them in Spanish. An American guy just went ballistic. And he went off, you need to speak this language, I'm going to threaten you, and I'm going to call ICE on you. See, I got it. I'm going to have President Trump call ICE on you. I mean, the whole nine yards. I'm going to say this. Let me tell y'all something, you crazy so-and-sos. Y'all better stop all that, because y'all going to get killed. That's what's going to happen. You're going to say that stuff to from the wrong person to the wrong person, and y'all going to get killed, and it's not worth it. They can speak any language they want to. I wish I knew a second language. I would be speaking.
Is someone black said that?
No. This was a white man doing it to some Spanish people, some brown people. They were speaking to the cashier in Spanish because the cashier could speak Spanish. He was doing their order, and he got mad and asked them to stop doing it. And he didn't think you should be speaking English. You don't have a right to tell nobody. See, that goes back to that supremacy. Who are the hell are you to tell me what I have a right to do? You don't have that authority over me. And these white supremacists are very much so into making it sound like they know everything and everything can happen only through them. That's the crazy part about it. I don't know. So that this craziness is still going on. People still acting a fool over people, talking to them any kind of way, being disrespectful to them, telling them they need to go back to their country. This is my country. Man, you don't own crap here. You guys are the ones who are definitely out of place. It ain't us. It's you that's out of place. And it's crazy that you don't understand that. But white supremacy makes you not understand. It makes you ignorant to the fact that you don't own shit. Excuse my language. Look what's going on in South Africa. Look what's going on in South Africa right now. They taking back their land. And they killing people in the process. Get the hell up out of my land. But what they're doing now is the people that own this land, who stole it or whatever you want to call it, they going through handgun classes and learning how to shoot people now. Because a lot of them done died. They have died over there. They trying to protect their land. Now, you don't even, the Dutch, that's descendants of the Dutch, Deutschland, Dutch people, okay? That's what that is, that took that land, because their forefathers had already stole and pillaged Africa. So now you're living with the descendants of that person. And they really think that they own that land. So they want them out. And they doing all they can to get them out. Now, that would be amazing if Indians and blacks got together and did that, wouldn't it? Just think about that. Mm-hmm. So think about that. How would you feel if the American Indians start kicking out Europeans?
Mm-hmm.
You think that could happen?
It could. Anything is possible nowadays.
Yep. Yep. So, I'm going to do something very rude. I got gum in my mouth. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to chew gum, but I can't help it right now. Excuse me, y'all. I got to chew my gum just a little bit. Got to chew my gum just a little bit. But, yeah. So, what do you guys think about that?
I think they need to leave it alone. Let the chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because if the guy called the police, he didn't call him for nothing.
Mm-mm. That's right. He didn't.
They had a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the reason was, after they had their civil service meeting, he called the man's phone and wanted to talk about who was the choices or the chief of police who made the decision.
Got to do with it.
Well, because he is the person who hires the chief of police.
Yeah.
The mayor is
well,
one.
When the man come up, that's when you find out who he is.
Yeah, well, and he said I couldn't talk about that. I couldn't tell you what that meant. I mean, I couldn't tell you that information right now. Well, he didn't like that answer because he's used to getting what he wants. So he turned around and threatened him.
It would be amazing if that man recorded that conversation.
Now, that would be amazing. And who's to say he hadn't?
Yeah.
He should've.
Yep.
He should've.
Yep. Who's to say he didn't?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there are certain conversations that, that you can, and put it back, just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, within, you know, not just in that situation, but in a situation that you may have to come back and use it. It could be for financial reasons, for divorce, or for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Where you may need to, back up, and you don't have, they're not going to believe you. They may believe someone else.
Exactly.
You know, other than you. Well, then you have your backup.
That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're so right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have your little backup.
Don't know.
And with all these little smartphones and stuff, can you record as you're speaking?
That's right. You sure can. You sure can. Definitely can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Record while the conversation is going on.
Mm-hmm. And who, like you said, who says that he doesn't? And it can come out in the wash.
If he does, and the other man get up there and say he didn't say it,
mm-hmm.
If he said that, what are you going to say then?
Yeah.
And then now, sometimes you could, there could be witnesses. You'd be talking on the speakerphone. If you're on your speakerphone, everybody around you will hear the whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. Someone on the speakerphone or not.
That's right.
Sometimes you can tell if you got, away from the phone. But if you're close and speaking into your speakerphone, you don't know.
That's right.
You sure don't.
So who's to say neighbors, friends, relatives? Anybody could have been in that environment and could have heard that conversation.
That's right. But I'm thinking he was... I'm wondering if
should a night owl come up? Okay, here, I have this. Let's just listen to this.
And you know the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to bring it out until, like I say, the night owl, when it looks like they may have the up. So, okay, now it's time to, we're going to bring this out.
That's funny.
Now it's time to show your hand.
Yeah, it's the night owl.
That's right.
It says things happen at the ninth hour.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Your hand when it's time to show it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's right. You're right.
And then, this just me. I'm just only speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm.
When it's all said and done,
mm-hmm.
It may go a while, but
mm-hmm.
when it's all said and done,
mm-hmm.
good.
That's
I
right.
I don't care how it is.
That's right. Say it. Say it.
What it is. It may happen in a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It may happen in a matter of years.
That's right.
You better believe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it. Like I told one of the city councilors, I don't know if you were there or not, Salita.
Mm-hmm.
And the other old lady on the couch, she's so busy running her mouth. I told one of them that they asked me how was that. I told I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well because I sleep good at night. I say, and the reason why I sleep good at night is because I try to live my life the way the Bible tells me to.
Uh-huh.
Love everybody and to treat everybody right.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I hope you picked up on what I said. Treat everybody right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I sleep good, too. I said, myself, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said that.
You said it. I was sitting there.
And say it in a way that
Exactly.
And say it in a way that you know, let me see how I want to say this. Anyway, for God will give us what to say.
Exactly.
And put the right people around us that can help us get it out. Just like say somebody was going back up,
mm-hmm.
and somebody gonna, the right person is gonna see that video,
mm-hmm.
and will be able to be a help, to be able to be a plus for you and your show. I pray for you and this show.
Well, thank you.
That
thank
it's
you.
Gonna blow up and it's gonna be helpful. And I also pray that the Holy Spirit will give us what to say, that we just sometimes I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can get so upset over how people mistreat people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful so that we can be an example. We have to be careful of how we say things. We don't want nobody to come on here and hear something and go back and say, you got to watch the lead of them two old ladies on the couch because this is what they're saying and this sounds dangerous or this. No, we don't want nobody to understand anything or to misunderstand what we're saying because we're only trying to
help.
The leader is going all out. So whoever may be listening is going all out to give information that otherwise we may not know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm learning stuff that I had no idea about, and I'm glad that it's being said because now I'm aware.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And I know,
yes.
I know me. I am very passionate about what I do, and I've been doing it for a while, and I know sometimes I can get out of hand, and no holds barred can happen, where I just let it all out. I don't mean to sound angry all the time, but I get angry because I just wish so many of us, so many more of us, will wake up and see the writing on the wall.
Right.
So nobody won't have to do this. I mean, I love doing it,
yeah.
But if you can gather in your mind to know that these people who are smiling in your face are not for you. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my...
They're out to use you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, more people are realizing this, too. And then for those that are still listening, we're not promoting racism, not at all.
Nope.
Just only facts. I was in with a group of people, and I didn't open my mouth because I was so pleased to hear them to recognize what you've been preaching all along, Salita. About the difference in how they make with us and with other people.
Yes.
People are recognizing. I was with a group, a large group today.
Wow.
Sit there and listen. I said, okay, I'm just paying attention. And they're talking. So they're beginning, eyes are beginning to open up.
Mm-hmm.
They're realizing what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, they're making. Now, I have introduced people. I told them about the network. First, come on, listen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you can be aware.
Well, it's amazing so far. Well, we had to change up videos, but we have 43 people just for the other video that came out 38 minutes ago. 48 people were actually already reached and saw this. I'm like shocked. I just haven't looked at it. So people are paying attention, and I'm just like shocked. I'm like,
so
really?
Everybody is not. You know, you think that. People's not listening and don't see.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people listen and see,
mm-hmm.
but they turn a blind eye.
Hey, that's right. They turn a blind eye because it doesn't affect them or they have a reason to defend.
It doesn't affect them. Until when my sister got killed,
mm-hmm.
all right, people were dying, you know, they died. But when it happens to you,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And you gotta walk in them shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you understand what it's all about.
Exactly.
It shares new life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you see things differently.
Light on how you feel and how you treat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But if it never happens to you, you better get on your knees and thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because if it happens to you, you're gonna be another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're right about that. You are so right about that.
But, yeah, for whatever their situation may be,
mm-hmm.
or whatever their situation is,
mm-hmm.
it hurts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It breaks your heart. It hurts you so bad
mm-hmm.
that you don't have no choice but to change.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You guys, we're going to take a little break here. I'm actually going to try to play some commercials. Hold up, you guys. Let's see.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. Take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, we're back here on UCN on the Can We Be Frank show with your host, Alita, and we have our two old ladies on the couch, and we were definitely talking some serious stuff. We got serious real quick, didn't we? And we're basically talking about the reason for the show and sometimes how we get passionate, because I do, about some of the things that we believe. And sometimes it's hard to curb it. Sometimes it's hard. I just say what I say, and it comes from experience. It comes from things that I've seen. And everything is always not so pretty and nice and sweet all the time. So there are going to be times when we get angry. I got angry. I remember when I got very passionate about the idea that when we were trying to keep liquor out of our neighborhoods, the preachers that showed up for the liquor that did not, the liquor law to pass or the permit for the liquor for AMC, for the movie theater. It didn't pass, but all these preachers came up here with these long drawn out family, skip to my loose stories, and these scenarios, but none of those same pastors were passionate about liquor not being put in our neighborhoods. That's why I said there is a big difference, and we have to be very much so understanding and seeing that there is a big difference. Now, when they were going to put it in the theater, oh, everybody just was so in an uproar. But when they were putting it in the black neighborhoods, you didn't hear that, and you didn't see them, and they did not come to support. So that issue right there made me very, very passionate, because I sat there and watched them, how one by one they got up here and told their skip to the loo my stories and all this, and praying and God is this and God that. But where were you when we were trying to fight for them not to put liquor back into the black neighborhoods? Where were you? Black and white, where were you? And I got upset about it. And I was really upset about it, because that's what I'm, this is why I'm saying what I say and why we have this show, because the things that need to be said are not being said in mainstream media. It's not. So we have to have a way of getting people, like you said, to understand this is what's truly going on an everyday basis. And I definitely got passionate about it because to me that sounds very hypocritical for you to be a pastor when it's good for all of us to die of alcoholism. But don't let it get over to my children and my neighborhood and my church members. It's all right if it's killing these church members over here because there's no mechanism to stop it. But wait a minute. When it starts crawling over and creeping over to our neighborhood, oh, I got a problem. That is blatant.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Oh, it don't creep in their neighborhood. They go by it and it's in the house.
You know, that's, yeah.
They have a liquor bar.
Yeah, well, yeah, they buy their liquor. That's right. But you don't see liquor stores on every corner of Versailles. Okay, you don't see liquor stores on every corner in Martin Park or in Charles Park or Legacy Point, all these different fancy names. You don't see liquor stores in them areas.
They go in the Hocus Pocus and they buy theirs.
Yeah.
By the
or they order them online, either way it goes. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So it's all right again. So it's all right for the liquor stores to be in our neighborhood. Okay. But let somebody try to build a liquor store in their neighborhood.
It's not
going to
happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's my passion.
You know what? They have more, and I might be wrong. It's wrong. It's my opinion. You have more alcoholics that are white than black.
We can find that out. Keep talking.
Because they go, and they start young, 11, 12,
mm-hmm.
13, because the parents have it in the house.
Yeah.
And we can't go to Hocus Pocus and fill up.
Hocus and buy it by the box.
So that's why they put the little stores on the corner so you can go get it as you get your little pennies.
The drinking stack. Who drinks the most alcohol? Men drink 11.1% more than women. Okay. It says in New Hampshire, Maine, that must be New Hampshire, Maine. It says residents consume 89% more beer than New Yorkers do. Ugandans drink 97,250% more alcohol than Pakistanis. I don't know why that would be important. The rich outdrink the poor by 24.4%.
Right.
Let me say that again. The rich outdrink the poor by 27.3%. 4%. I'm sorry. It says The research conducted by the Centers for Disease Control shows that 45.2% of adults from households whose incomes are below the poverty line report having consumed at least one alcoholic beverage in the last 30 days, compared to 72.6% of adults whose households' incomes are at least four times the poverty level.
Okay.
It also says here, it's just telling us who prepared it. It says college graduates are nearly twice as likely to drink as are people who didn't finish high school. People employed in the arts and in the leisure and hospitality industries are nearly three times as likely to be problem drinkers as those employed in education, social services, and healthcare. So those are some good stats, real good stats. So we know that rich folks outdrink us.
Yes,
and you just said
they have the money too.
Exactly. You just said that, so yes. That's very important.
On Jackson Street. On a Friday night. You couldn't go down Jackson Street.
They called it the Jackson Street Cruiser.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
They were all white kids.
Yep, white all kids in nice cars. Yep.
Nice cars. You know they wasn't just sitting there just like that.
See, they got away with that, you guys, for a long time.
Because
they, lawyers, doctors, and the bigwig sons and daughters was the ones who was out there doing that.
Yeah, because if there was our kids,
they would be in jail.
Minute.
Yeah, they would have been in jail.
They would have been in jail.
Yep.
So what
every doggone weekend.
About that. I remember coming home from from the radio station when I was working at KYT, and I think that's when, and I was driving by, and I usually go, sometime I'll go that way, and yes, you're right, the police would drive right by, and they would be sitting out there on the cars in the parking lots, or they'd be racing up and down Jackson Street. They allowed them to do that. You're right.
And you remember, because this happened, but it's the same thing. This was way back. Salita, I don't know if you were old enough to remember this. I don't remember exactly when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that old lady on the couch. She's old enough because I remember. You remember when Foster, what's that man name from the village? Foster.
Yeah.
Foster Lee.
Yeah.
He was a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I hear and got all these kids with the drugs and the alcohol, all white kids, rich white kids.
Mm-hmm. What?
You remember that?
No, uh-uh. Nope.
No. You have to pay the consequences for that, baby. They didn't do those kids anything, but because these were the children, LeVon Perry had his shoe store and had his TV show and all that. Hopefully, that was that black cop name. Arrested all these kids.
Yeah.
It wasn't nice with him. He somehow, I think maybe he lost his job. He lost his job.
But see,
his kids were drinking and driving, and it was dealing with drugs and alcohol.
Uh-huh.
But then all these rich people kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All white and rich.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they
Alright, this guy, and that didn't happen that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
This guy must have beat his wife or something in the richy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And must be the neighbors called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Before he even got to the police station, they had to call and say, let him go.
Are you talking about, where are you talking about? This is recently, you're talking about with the
I'm talking about in Alexandria.
Okay, are you talking about the Clico guy? They wouldn't put his mug shot up. Yeah, I remember
they
that.
They wouldn't now.
Yeah. You
have me standing up in the middle of the street and flagging a car. They're going to bring up jail and have mug shot and pull you over and tell me we got all this. And this man is beating his wife.
He choked her.
And, yeah, choked her, whatever he did to her. And that's not the first time he did that.
No, of course not. And they definitely tried to, because he was a what's the name for Clico? He was a big wig for Clico. That's the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So they do it all the time. They hide stuff all the time when they don't want you to know something. But you in a small town like this town, come on. You can't do too much around here that nobody don't suspect you doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
and
do
then,
it.
We remember, you remember the mayor? It's funny, but it's not funny. John Snyder, y'all remember him?
Oh, Snyder, yeah.
He exposed the police department.
He did what?
What was it that he did, and they made it hard for him? He lived in Acadian Village.
I know. During...
And what was it about him that they kept an eye on him, and they were trying to get rid of him, or did they get rid of him?
They got rid of him.
He
exposed some stuff.
Oh, wow.
He sounded like it is.
Yeah.
And they got rid of him.
Yes, you know why? Let me tell you, that was when Jackie Jakes was assistant mayor, when John Snyder was in office.
Okay.
And she was the one who told me the story about in the utility office, where they didn't, the black didn't have computers, but the white clerks did. The black clerks had to do everything by hand. And when
that
she.
You mentioned that. That's,
yeah.
It's bringing back. He exposed how over across the other people, utility bills would be whatever, and they pay it or not pay it. But over here, you know, we got two cents behind. They were cutting us off. And then ours was so much more than a cross town.
Yeah. Yes. And you know what?
Something he did.
Let me tell you what happened. He found, now, this is what Jackie told me when they start looking into the utilities, because, you know, that was one of her jobs. She said that Pearson Drugs, the man's dead, she saw that Pearson Drugs was not paying their bill, and their bill was high.
Yeah, and the old building
yeah,
still there.
She said she called them to get them to start paying their bill, and he told her, I will die or close my store before I give a dime to a nigger. She said that's what he told her on the phone. And he wind up, you know, Pearson Drugs didn't go, it wasn't there that long. It's gone. He sure did. He said that. He said, before I give it to a nigger, I would either die or close my store. Huh?
He had Pearson Furniture Company.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Right there where that store is on the corner of Masonic, across the street from the fire station.
Okay.
Across the street from the fire station. That apartment shop.
Yeah.
Right
shop,
there.
Yeah.
That used to be Pearson.
Wow.
But you know what? Most of his business he made off of black people.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't care.
That's what was going there, black people.
Yeah.
Making the money off the furniture and making the money off the drugstore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he said he would close his doors, and he did too. He sure did.
But you know, I was wondering why they were doing so well, why that place closed.
Because one of your bills, you didn't have to pay, like your electricity, one of your major bills, you didn't have to pay it. Okay? He wasn't paying it. It was a couple of them that wasn't paying it.
So you're not paying it.
Yeah. So you got plenty of money to put somewhere else.
Yes, indeed.
So just imagine.
We're not paying their bills, big businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, well, see, you got to remember.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, one time they put it all in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when it's the big thing came up with
in the newspaper.
With the mayor. He started drinking a lot. I believe that's what drove him to drinking.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Snyder.
Oh yeah, probably was. And he tried
to drink a lot, but he was exposing.
Yeah.
Because he had a conscience. He had a conscience.
Yeah. Yeah.
His conscience
was eating
him up.
Yeah, he couldn't let that go.
Mm-hmm. That's
he
right.
had to say something about it.
You're right.
Yeah, it was. It made the headlines about that. And the people, I don't, you know, it's my first time hearing about Pearson, but I can believe it. But I know that it came out on the news about the people across town didn't pay until the bills, and if they did, it was so little.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not hot or nothing. Now, Miss Delma, she's the chief. She told me, she said, my utility bill is $200 and some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said, I go across town, and she was visitation, $30.
Uh-huh.
$30. The man she was seeing, his bill was $30.
Mm-hmm.
And hers was $200.
Wow.
That's what she told me. That came out of her mouth.
But so we realize now that this has been going on for years.
Going on for years.
Yes. And it's just been perpetuating. It just keep going on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And on.
You live in. You, at that time, Charles Park was the claimant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. He had a house in Charles Park. He was paying $30.
Wow.
He had a house on this side of town, and she was paying $200.
Wow.
Yeah. All that stuff was going on. So it's been going on.
Yeah.
This ain't just started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I think what's going on now, they're just taking it a step further.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Open with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're so right about that.
Open with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to get off in a little bit. I'm waiting for a call.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a call from a cousin that's in Michigan.
Uh huh.
Never met him before, but he is in prison, and he's been in prison for 20 years. I discovered him in my research.
Yeah.
And the number, someone gave me a number of a friend of his, a guy that will call him. So I called this guy in Martinsville, guy George, and I told him who I was. I say, when you hear from Stafford, I say, give him my number, have him to call me, and then when I called him, he was able to give me a whole lot of information with my research.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And that's been almost 2 years ago. So he's been calling ever since, and he called me today for a few minutes, and he told me he's going to call back tonight.
Okay.
So longer at night, and he's being paroled next month.
Wow, awesome, awesome. That's going to be awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. And I'm glad he's getting parole, because he told me that he learned a very, very hard, valuable lesson.
Uh-huh.
And he was a drug dealer. He got caught with he had $1 million on him, and they took his money.
Wow.
He won't see that again.
He got the money. But anyway, he said that there was some white guys been in after him for murder, rape, and all this stuff, and they're out. He went in for drugs and they wanted to give him life, but he had to put up, you know, he had a lawyer. But then he said, I don't understand this. But he had to be careful how he worded what he said, because, you know, they listen to your conversation.
Exactly.
He said that there were people come in, and got half the time that he had for murder, rape, abusing children, raping children, and they white with money, and they come in and get right on out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you got money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Money talks.
Money talks and bullshit walks.
Even the judge did that.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can murder somebody and get out in a few years. You get caught with, 10 ounces or whatever you get caught with, and then you almost get life.
Exactly, exactly. So drugs are more important than life, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But I used to go with some of the ministers from my church. We used to go out here to DC-3.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority are our boys.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And they doing the same, got called for the same thing as the other kids.
Mm-hmm. And they getting more time.
Fight and money.
Yep.
So our prisons are filled with mostly us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The same thing, the same crime.
Yep. You're correct.
Well, look at that man that choked his girlfriend.
Yeah.
At $500,000 bail. And then he went to his other girlfriend and whooped her up. And then he went to another woman and beat her up.
Mm-hmm.
And then his bail go down to $150,000.
Yeah.
I never seen that.
So that,
like,
then that means that there's war on women. Think about that.
Yeah.
War on women.
$150,000. They started off with $500,000 bail.
Yep.
And go down to $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
That can happen.
That means he's a danger.
Yes.
Yep.
He's a danger.
Yep.
You're
right.
Letting him out.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting him go.
That's right.
Each time he does something to one of these women, and I bet all of them probably have scared.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
And anyway, he's out. To have one of those, what you call those things where you could stay 100 feet away.
A protective order.
Yes.
Restraining order.
That don't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
It don't work.
I believe you.
That does not work one bit.
Well, you know what, you guys? What we're going to have to do tonight, since Mama Velma has to roll, definitely come back and let us know if you got an opportunity to talk to him. You don't have to go in detail of what y'all talked about, but it would be interesting to see that you guys actually had a connection, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
With that. And you can bring that back tomorrow and kind of give us an update on that.
Okay.
So I want to say thank you, my two old ladies on the couch, for joining us. We had a wonderful show again. Always, always a wonderful show. Great information. Thank you very much, Mama Velma, for validating this whole show. Thank you very much for that. And I will try to, I'm just saying I will attempt to keep my attitude or my anger or my passion under wraps as much as I can.
Well,
I'll try.
See that old lady you talking to right now?
Oh, I know.
I'm the one that cut it. She keeps me on the rest.
She gets
keep going. And I listen to her. Because even though I'm younger than her, I'm just 45.
Yes, I understand.
let me tell you guys something. Trust me. I have some friends that keep me on the rest.
Yeah, you got to have those kind of friends that keep you grounded. Yeah. It's called grounded. It's called keeping them grounded.
Yeah.
And when you have somebody that can keep you grounded,
that's right.
That's the person to be around.
Exactly.
That's the person. And
that's
when they're telling you something. Now, I got two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is my call. I'll talk with you ladies later.
All right, you guys. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. All right, you guys, that was Can We Be Frank show here on Universal Collective Network. Wonderful show again. I love my ladies. They always be there for me. I keep saying that. Brother Jay, I want to thank you so much for working with us. I see we was having some technical difficulty. I don't know what was going on with that, but we were having some technical difficulties, but it's good. It's all good, as long as we're able to do this. You guys, I want to say thank you for listening in here on UCN and on We Speak News Now, my other radio show that happens around this time. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go because I got to go check on my homework. make sure I got everything done for tomorrow. So, again, I want to thank you guys for listening in to Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network. Don't forget to keep all your obstructions away from your meters, all of them, please. Please, so they can get a correct reading. I was, one quick thing. I was at the utility company today, and somebody was talking, and she was, I didn't hear the whole conversation, but she did mention that she had to call and get them to read her meter again. So obviously something is wrong, or that she does not believe what her bill was that for that amount, for that month. So all I'm saying again, it could have been anything, but I did hear her say that. So obviously, people are calling out the meter readers again to get them to reread the meters. So keep that in mind when you have any type of stuff around your water, electricity, or your water, electricity, and what is the other one? Gas meters. Keep them void of any obstruction, so they can come and read them and get you a correct reading. Okay, again, I want to thank you guys for listening in to us. I say that 23, 30, 45 times, but that's how it goes. Thank you for listening in to us. I want to say you guys have a great night and bye bye. Okay. All right, you guys, I am going to cut this show short tonight. Thank you for listening in on Blog Talk over here on We Speak News Now. We have 48 minutes left, but I have to go because I have to check my homework before I go to bed. So, again, I want to say thank you guys for listening in here on We Speak News Now. You guys have a great night, and we love you, and bye-bye.